You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Oh, the wild weekend it was as we welcome you in. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. Kerry, the Cubs and the Cardinals in a rivalry that felt so real this last weekend. The intensity kind of just spilled over. It was a darn near mess, I even imagine, for a writer, although you probably love having so much stuff to write about.
No, there's no issues for us. We always like entertaining games. What was really magical was about the, I don't know if it's the seventh inning, eighth inning, and the Cubs had met on Sunday, and the Cubs were kind of mounting a little bit of a rally, and no one was sitting down at Wrigley Field. I mean, everybody was on their feet and cheering, and you got 40,000 plus. And it was a real goosebump moment. I mean, Cubs did not tie the game, did not go ahead, and they lost Sunday. But still, just to feel just the surge of emotion and the energy from the crowd was really something. So, very energizing.
Yeah. And you know, there are few places that can do it quite like Wrigley. Especially, you know, when the teams playing the way it has been. But let me ask you about Joe Maddon and the comments, you know, the Soprano, the vigilantes, don't start stuff, we finish it. I mean, there's so much in that borderline tirade of his.
But the cool thing was that he was so calm when he delivered it. I mean, if he was mad, and I was one of his kids, I would love to have him as a dad, because he didn't raise his voice. He didn't scream. He was never out of control. He knew exactly what message he wanted to get across, and he delivered it perfectly. And it was really kind of fun. We never did see Tony Soprano, I have to admit.
You did a little double checking on that one, though.
Yes, we were double checking. I sent my intern down there, but no, he didn't find him. So.
I agree with you. He stayed in control the whole time. There was certainly a firmness in his voice, and yep, there was an expression on the face that said, you know, I'm not goofing here. How was it received, you know, in the Cubs clubhouse?
Well, in the Cubs clubhouse, it was received well. I mean, I don't think expected anything less. You know, several players, you know, Rizzo said that, you know, Joe's had his back all season, and he wasn't surprised by it. I mean, when you think about it, Rizzo's been hit by a pitch 29 times, and I, having watched almost all 29 of them, you know, the Cubs do not go back and retaliate immediately after that. So it's not as if the Rizzo hit getting hit by the pitch on Friday was really unnecessary by the Cardinals, and was not a good show. What was strange is that Joe's going off on this long monologue, I asked the Cardinal writers afterwards, and they said Matheny just brushed it off. It was not a big deal to them. So they obviously didn't know what Joe had said. And I think the next day, when asked about it on follow-ups, you know, Matheny just, you know, they'll stick to their business. So it's always entertaining. You almost wish that they could meet again in the postseason, that this wasn't their last meeting for the year. But, you know, Joe grew up a Cardinals fan. He tells the story about how when he went to his father took him to a Yankees game, and his dad said, you can pick out any cap you want. And he picked out the Cardinals cap because he liked the logo. And he grew up really admiring the Cardinals, sort of, you know, the allegiance developed there. So I think he almost took this a little personally, because this is an organization that he really respected, and he just wasn't happy with it. So,
yeah, clearly. And, message delivered. And you're right. It would be awesome if they were to play again. I guess the broader picture is that, you know, this has long been a great rivalry. There's so much history between these two. And it's just nice to see it, you know, as meaningful again because of the position in the standings, but then to add that little edge, it's awesome. Yeah.
And who knows? And you can tell on Sunday in the series finale that the Cardinals were not happy with the way the series had gone. And they came out with, I'm not going to say chippiness, but they came out with a little bit of an edge on Sunday in the series finale, and they ambushed John Lester in the first inning with home runs right away and hard slides in the second, and it was they were not going to leave here without a win, I don't think, and I guess they did that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who didn't come out with an edge on Sunday. That was Pedro Strop. at the instruction of his manager, it looked like he had some pretty comfy digs.
It was, you know, Joe had said on Saturday, after the game Saturday, because Strop came through with a big, big ninth inning outing on Saturday, and Joe had said that he was going to tell Pedro that he could have Sunday off, he could go to the beach. So we just, of course, thought he just meant that just casually. Well, when we show up in the clubhouse on Sunday, there's a beach chaise in front of his locker and a little kiddie pool full of sand, some suntan lotion. There was I think it was a margarita. It could have been lemonade, but it looked kind of more like a margarita. And then when Hector Rondon came in and he saw it, he started laughing, and he went and got some Presidente beers and put those in a bucket of ice so that Pedro was ready. And we finally didn't get a chance to ask Pedro about it until after the game. He said he was really surprised. He did not pitch on Sunday, so obviously he did not go to the beach, but did take advantage of the day off. So
yeah,
never know what
yeah.
you're going to get there.
No doubt, wonderfully executed as always by
yes.
Joe Maddon. You know, all this attention on the series with the Cardinals and what it meant to the standings and the rivalry and everything else, you know, might just be a little distracting. You know, later in this homestand, the Pirates come calling for three, and lo and behold, it's just a two-game margin between the two teams right now. And just when you think things might have peaked in terms of intensity over the weekend, it looks like this next weekend could be, you know, act two.
Yeah, and it, you know, the Cubs really do want that home field advantage. It's not, you know, Maddon feels that they can play anywhere. It doesn't matter if they do get a wild card berth. You know, Maddon feels that they can play either in Pittsburgh or in Chicago. It doesn't matter. But he just feels for the fans, it would be just so cool to have a game October 7th at Wrigley. And I can guarantee you that the ballpark, there would be a definite buzz here at the ballpark at Clark and Addison. So it'd be fun. That weekend series against the Pirates is really going to be interesting.
Oh man, I hope to shout. And then on the individual front, I don't know if it's surprising at all. He's finishing the year kind of the way he started, but Chris Bryant has tied the Cubs rookie record with 25 home runs. Still plenty of time
right.
to go. Boy, oh boy! You know, now that we have nearly the full year behind us, what are your thoughts on Chris Bryant?
Hands down, rookie of the year. I mean, he's leading the major league in major league rookies with RBI. He's tied with the Dodgers' Jock Peterson for the most homers by a rookie, and it's just a matter of time before Chris, you know, zooms past that. He's also leading in several other categories, you know, OPP, slugging, OPS. I mean, he's come in. He's adjusted well. He's handled the pressures of a playoff race, and he's been, I mean, the Cubs would not be competing for the wild card or for any kind of postseason berth if it wasn't for Chris Bryant. So to me, it's if I were voting, it's easily winning that award.
Well, that may be just one of many this year for him, for this Chicago Cubs team, et cetera. I mean, it is pretty exciting what's going on. Enjoy this week. Last homestand of the year.
Well, let's clarify that. It's the last regular season homestand.
Oh, look at you. I like the way you think. All right,
yeah.
Gary, that's awesome stuff. We'll look forward to it next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.